Coming up on Only a Game, the short, tragic life of hockey enforcer Derek Bogard. But first, will the Los Angeles Kings win their third Stanley Cup in four seasons? Will the Pittsburgh Penguins once more waddle to the top of the Metropolitan Division? And are goalies rejoicing after the banning of the dreaded Spinorama move? LA Times hockey scribe Helene Elliott may not yet have the answers to these questions, but the NHL season begins on Wednesday, and it's always good to talk with her. Helene, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thank you.
You have covered the Kings for years now. Tell us what two Stanley Cups in 3 years means to hockey fans in L.A.
It means the universe is upside down.
And everything's pouring out of the cup.
Absolutely true. It means that up is down and down is up and north is south. And just the idea that the Kings are considered an elite team, it's just completely mind-boggling. It's just completely contrary to everything any hockey fan here ever grew up with or ever took as truth, and it's just a lot to get your mind around.
Colorado was the NHL's second-best team last year. They have a developing core of young players, and they've added a future Hall of Famer in Jerome Iginla. Could this be Colorado's year?
You know, it's funny. I've seen a lot of people who have been predicting Colorado to have a really big drop-off, and I don't understand why. I think they have so much young talent, Landeskog and Duchesne and Rookie of the Year Nathan MacKinnon. You know, the team I'm thinking is probably the biggest threat to the Kings repeating is the Chicago Blackhawks. They're a very good team, and they got better by signing Brad Richards to be a number two center. I think there could be an epic Chicago-LA Western Conference final battle again.
In nine seasons with superstar Alex Ovechkin, Washington has failed to win a Stanley Cup. Have the Capitals failed to surround Ovechkin with suitable talent, or is he simply not quite championship caliber as a star?
That is a very good question. You're at the point where you say, you know what, they should have been to the Stanley Cup final with this group by now. They should have won the cup by now, and they haven't. I think there's some holes in the lineup, but Ovechkin should be a leader and should be capable of carrying that team on his back, and he really hasn't done that.
Tell us about some of the teams that could surprise us this year.
I think that the Anaheim Ducks, just up the road here from the Kings, the two teams played an incredible second-round, seven-game playoff series last spring. I think the Ducks will be a team to be reckoned with again. They added Ryan Kessler from the Vancouver Canucks specifically because they felt they needed a second-line center to match up better against the Kings. I think the Kings got in the Ducks' head. Everything that you read, and then, seriously, anytime you talk to the Ducks, it's, you know, the Kings are the champions. We want to be like them. We spent all summer being upset over losing to them. They're the model of the kind of team you have to have.
Among the rules changes taking effect this season, stiffer fines for players when they dive or embellish. Coaches could be fined when that happens as well. And there will now be a ban on the so-called spinorama move during shootouts and penalty shots. Tell us what the spinorama is and whether that's a good change.
Oh, I think it's a terrible change. The spinorama, which allowed a player to kind of do a 360 and deke and kind of, you know, do something exciting and distinctive. You know, why would the NHL want to allow that? The NHL has banned that because there was a lot of dispute over whether when you're doing that little spinorama, whether that constitutes forward progress. You're supposed to be continually making progress toward the goal. And if you're doing a spinorama, you may be going laterally or you may be moving back. But they took all the fun out of it, and I think that's wrong.
I think it's too bad. It was the only thing I liked about the shootout.
I'm with you on that. I think the shootout is just a terrible way to settle games. And if it was so great, they'd use it in the playoffs, and they don't.
Helene Elliott is a Hockey Hall of Famer despite her association with Only a Game. She covers hockey and some of the less cool sports for the LA Times as well. Thank you, Helene.
Thank you.